Hey everyone, welcome to episode 249, Giving Models Back. Welcome to the Harmony in the Home podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Hutchison. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and most importantly, an imperfect mom doing this work right along with you. And my goal on our podcast is to go from chaos to calm, feel less frazzled, and have more fun within your four walls to have more harmony in your home. So I love this topic, and you're going to love it too if you want to feel empowered in your friendships and relationships and your vulnerable friendships. And before I talk about that, I want you to go to coachingkelly.com, go to work with me to sign up for pocket coaching, because I'm telling you, it is a great way to get coaching on the fly, on the go, of things that you're struggling with, questions you have for me, strategies, tips, stories. I want to hear your unconsciousness. Just blabber away on Voxer, which is like voicemail meets walkie-talkie. And then I will take all that information and then I will share things that have worked in my life as a parent, as a teacher, as a counselor. And we can share stories. And most of all, I want to normalize it for you that what you're going through, not only I've probably gone through it myself, or I've helped another parent go through it as well, or just another human. So go to coachingkelly.com, then go to the Work With Me tab and sign up there. You won't believe how much more consciousness you'll have when you have accountability and when you're talking about it. Because once you talk about it, it comes to life, and then you have more accountability and more consciousness because of it. So giving someone their models back, this is something I learned from Brooke Castillo, which was so powerful. And it's like if you're an excessive people pleaser. Now, we know that our thoughts create our feelings, which drive our actions, which create our results. So if something happens in our life, we know that we have thoughts about it. And those thoughts create our feelings, which create our actions, which create our results. Now, that's our personal story. We can't control other people's models. We can only act in the way that we're going to act. And we know we have good intentions. We love unconditionally. We're trying our best. We're doing all our own thing. But sometimes, if you're a human, your actions will be misinterpreted by someone else. Can you believe that? So let's say you try to go do something nice for someone, and then they don't appreciate the niceness. They're disappointed, or they're upset, or you did something wrong, or you didn't do it the right way. Or you're supposed to show up at a certain time and you didn't show up at the right spot at the right time. So let me give you an example. Let's say you were supposed to pay a bill on time, on a certain time. You're supposed to mail in the check for a bill. And let's say you mailed in the check and it got lost in the mail. Or you mailed in the check and it's sitting on your desk. Or you mailed in the check and it took longer to get there than you expected. And then your spouse comes to you and says, "Why didn't you pay that bill?" And you said, "I did. I put the check in the mail." And then your spouse says, "No, you weren't supposed to put the check in the mail. You were supposed to do it electronically because we were late on it." I'm making this up completely. And you say, "Well, usually we put it in the mail." And then your spouse says, "Well, we usually put it in the mail, but because we're late on paying the bill because we were out of town, you were supposed to do it electronically or go down to the office and do it in person." And then you say, "Well, I didn't know that. I was trying my best, so I dropped it in the mail. Obviously, either got lost or we're just waiting for the mail or it was a holiday weekend, et cetera, et cetera." And then all of a sudden, this big brouhaha argument starts. Now, you're both right. You were paying it by the mail, and then spouse thinks you should have paid it electronically. Is one person right? Is one person wrong? It's just two different ideas. It's two different ways of attacking the problem. You say, "Well, I spoke to them and they said if we got it in the mail, then it'd be fine. And by the time they got it, it'd be fine." Well, it's not showing up in the mail. Your spouse comes back. So now it wasn't a good plan. So this miscommunication could turn into a big argument. So let's put it in the model. So the circumstance is that FPL needed $150. I wish my FPL bill was $150. FPL needs $150. That's the circumstance. That's going to be proven in a court of law that we owe FPL $150. So then the thought is, I tried to mail it. I did my best. He's never happy. All this stuff can happen in our brain. Why is he always complaining? He's a buzzkill. He's a buzzkill Bob. Sometimes I say that to David. He says it to me too. Then I have Then my feeling is I feel like I've let someone down. I feel disappointed. I feel disheartened. I feel disheartened. I feel like I'm not good enough. I can never do anything right. All these different feelings. Okay, then the actions are maybe I sulk, maybe I say something I shouldn't say, maybe I'm a little snippy, and then the result is disconnection. So I could have thoughts of, my thought would be, I've disappointed him. Your thought could be, I've disappointed him, assuming you're a female and you're married to a male. I've disappointed him. Then your thoughts could be of the feelings of sadness or just glum, and then the action is all the things we talked about. Now, I like to put in the T line, it's okay to disappoint people. It's okay that he's upset. It's okay that he's having a human emotion. And in that moment, you're actually giving the model back. Because if you look at his model, I'm just going to use the husband-wife scenario. If you look at his model, the $150 is still owed to FPL. The thought that he has about that is she did it wrong. Then the feeling is frustration. The A is, he might yell, he might snap, he might snip, he might pout, he might withdraw. He might say whatever. You can never pay the bills, right? He may say something that he shouldn't say. And then that breeds disconnection. So in that moment, I like to give people their models back. Because it's okay that your spouse is having a human emotion. Your intention was good. His intention was good. He's frustrated that the bill isn't paid on time. You're frustrated that the bill isn't paid on time. You're actually both correct in what you're frustrated about. The way in which you're engaging with it is probably not the healthiest, but you're both feeling the same way. So when we give each other their model, when we give our loved ones their models back, we allow them to feel that human emotion because we know that that human emotion has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the thoughts that they're having about the circumstance. So when we know that they have a different model than us, I simply say in my head things like, it's okay he's having a human emotion. His emotions are coming from the thoughts he's having about FPL. It has nothing to do with me. And in that moment, we give them their models back. We don't have to say it. We don't have to address it. We don't have to say it out loud. We don't have to email it. We don't have to text it. We just have to allow the humans in our life to have human emotions because of thoughts that they're having. We cannot control their thoughts, nor do we want to. We are not the master of all these people. They all have free will. They can have whatever thoughts. And if you've ever felt disappointed or if you've ever felt frustrated, guess what? You live to tell about it. So it's okay that your spouse is disappointed. It's okay that your spouse is frustrated. Now, if they're speaking your name and they're saying your name out of, they're calling you names or being aggressive or that's a whole different model. That's a whole nother conversation. But if they're disappointed and frustrated with you, that's okay. It's okay to disappoint people. They're not your mother. They're not your father. They can't send you to bed without supper. That goes back into the daddy issues. Sometimes we step in emotional childhood and we think, oh no, I've upset daddy. Oh no, I've upset mommy. And that's where our emotion comes from versus like, oh, it's okay that they're disappointed. It's okay that they're frustrated. And then we give them their models back and we get our power back and we allow them to have a human emotion and they're going to be okay. You know why? Because they're a grown man or they're a grown woman and they can handle their emotions just like we're grown women and we're grown men and we can handle our emotions. Then you get your power back. It doesn't turn into this huge argument. You don't have mommy issues. You don't have daddy issues in the middle of this argument. You allow them to feel human emotions because they're going to be okay. Just like when you feel human emotions, you're okay and you live to tell about it. And same thing goes with your kids. Same thing goes with your spouse. Same thing goes with your mother-in-law. Same thing goes with your father-in-law. Same thing goes with your mom. Same thing goes with your dad. Same thing goes with your gritty grandpappy. Same thing goes with your dog. Same thing goes with any human relationship that you have. They're going to have emotions based on their thoughts. And you just give them their models back and you stay in your lane and let them have their own lane. And let them have their models back. And then you can control your models. But you don't need to control other models too. And when you do this, you will feel freedom. They will feel lightness. They will feel fluffiness. And you all will have much more harmony in the home. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey mamas, thanks for listening. If you had any ahas, clicks, or those lightning bolt moments while listening, you have to check out my free parenting bootcamp, where we take all of this to the next level. And we try to create even more awakenings for ourselves so that we can connect more with our kids and never yell at them again. You can sign up at www.coachingkelly.com. And if you really want to fill up my love cup, Send me an email of what your aha was, what your click was. What was that lightning bolt moment while you were listening? I want nothing more in life than for you to have harmony in your home and to learn how to be an imperfect mom like me, which allows your kids to be imperfect too, each and every day. Thanks for listening.